The gloves are off. Idiomatic phrases from boxing. Back in 1974, the world looked on as Muhammad Ali beat the great George Foreman in the thrilling boxing match known as the Rumble in the Jungle. Foreman's recent death was a reminder of that contest, and also of just how many boxing terms have made their way into general idiomatic use. This post will cover a few of the most common ones. Not surprisingly, there are several boxing phrases connected with opposing someone or something very strongly. If we say that the gloves are off, we mean that people are fighting as hard as they possibly can and don't care how much they hurt their opponent. Similarly, if you don't pull your punches or don't pull any punches, you speak in a direct way, even if you might upset someone. For example, the election is close and the gloves are off. She told us about the climb ahead and she didn't pull her punches. Just as a boxer might begin to fight in an energetic way, an ordinary person can also come out swinging or come out fighting and make every effort to overcome their problems or their opponents. However, if they throw in the towel, they give up. This idiom comes from the time when a boxer's trainer would throw a towel into the ring in order to admit defeat. For example, he came out swinging following criticism of his newspaper article. Training for the marathon is tough, but I'm not ready to throw in the towel yet. A boxer learns to move away from the force of a punch in order to reduce its effect. We also use the phrase roll with the punches in an idiomatic way to describe being able to accept and find ways of managing difficult situations. However, if something unpleasant does happen and someone accepts it without complaining, we often say approvingly that they take it on the chin. For example, to succeed in business, you have to roll with the punches. He took his defeat on the chin and admitted he hadn't played his best tennis. A boxer who is against the ropes at the edge of the ring is in a bad position and likely to be defeated. Similarly, if a person or a business is on the ropes, they're experiencing great difficulties and are likely to fail. For example, my business was on the ropes and I was worried about my staff. Finally, boxers often use a punch bag, or in American English, a punching bag, for practice. But in idiomatic English, if someone uses another person as a punch bag, they criticise or hurt them as a way of expressing their own angry feelings. For example, he used his assistant as a punch bag, blaming her for all his mistakes. These are just some of the English idioms that come from boxing. Can you think of any others?